Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. What if things were made in America again? James Stuber is going to be our guest again today. This is the second of at least three interviews as we discuss the idea of made in America and how that is the answer to our hurting economy and rebuilding America's middle class. Last Friday, I had a special show. Our alternative to Black Friday and the chaos and the traffic and the rude shoppers, as we hosted our own Red, White, and Blue Friday. I hope many of you made and took advantage of those sales, and I assume those are still ongoing with our sponsors. The battle to keep businesses here in the U.S. of A. is a difficult one. Just yesterday, GM announced the closing of one of their plants in Ohio. President Donald Trump is not happy with them, and he was demanding, as if he could really do that, that they find another way, another product that is in more demand, and stay loyal to Ohio, as the people in Ohio have given so much to GM. Loyalty and the almighty dollar doesn't seem to go hand in hand with many companies and consumers here in the U.S. of A. However, if we look ahead to the consequences of our buying habits, I think we can all agree that buying made in America is the wisest choice. Jim, I immediately thought of you yesterday when I heard what GM was doing in their announcement. Even heard remarks about how we bailed them out in the past. And again, loyalty and common sense seems to be lacking here in the U.S. of A. How are you doing today, Jim?
I'm doing well, but I have to admit I was pretty disturbed by that news as well, Beth.
Yeah, I think we all were disappointed. You know, they made a big deal out of what they were doing, you know, when President Donald Trump became president. Before he even had his inauguration, he was wheeling and dealing with some of these companies, trying to get them to open up plants and get them started back up, and he was being successful, and they claim that this particular plant is producing a car or vehicle or whatever it is that's not in high demand. And he says, then make one that is in high demand. It was that simple to him. Don't just close it. Yeah, it's not.
Well, yeah. I think there's two problems there. One is, you know, is our major car company really going to stop being a full-line car producer? I didn't notice any of the Japanese or German or Korean car companies say that they were going to stop making full-size sedans. It's just, to me, it's just another example of the profit being everything, and they're not looking at all at what their vision is for GM in the country.
Well, didn't Ford earlier this year make some announcement that they weren't going to make certain vehicles anymore? They were going to stay with the trucks and the Mustang and maybe one other, but they weren't going to make the sedans or the smaller vehicles anymore.
That's right. They were also making similar noises. And, you know, it harkens back to me to the 1970s when the Arab oil embargo came on. And then when they started selling oil to us again, it was at four times the price. And back then, we were just making big cars. And all of a sudden, consumers wanted small cars. And guess who were making them? The Japanese were. So here we are saying, oh, we're going to put all of our eggs in the SUV basket again. You know, you wonder if anybody reads history.
Well, history and then just common sense. I mean, that's the same thing in agriculture. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. You diversify. You don't just do all of one product. You alternate the products, or you raise both, or whether it's in livestock or in the produce, you know, you know, if you don't just raise all corn, you don't just raise all hogs. You diversify, so you have a little of something in everything.
Absolutely.
But they don't seem... Go ahead.
The other thing is that they're saying they're closing these plants because they're not profitable enough. You know, so that goes back to what we're saying. They want to put all their eggs in the big profit basket. But, you know, how profitable does a plant have to be to keep running it? They're not losing money on these cars. So, you know, to me, it's just really small thinking. They say, oh, they're going toward electric and toward self-powered cars and all these things. But in my way of thinking, General Motors and Ford need to be making a full line of cars. It's really kind of emblematic of our entire economy. You know, are we an economy that does that or not? I'll give you another example I ran across when I was researching my book. GM used to make mid-sized trucks in Flint, Michigan, and they stopped and closed the plant, one of the many, many reasons why Flint is so down in the mouth now. And then they started getting demand from their customers, their fleet customers, saying, hey, GM, we're buying all these trucks from you, but we're missing a mid-sized truck. But GM, instead of restarting the mid-sized truck plant in Flint, Michigan, decided to just buy them from Isuzu and put a GM logo on them. I mean, you don't know whether to laugh or cry.
It's
terrible that is.
Well, it's terrible that we buy into this stuff, you know.
Again, it's all profit. It's all just, you know, bottom line profit stuff. And no, as you said about loyalty, you know, no consideration of either the loyalty to the communities where these plants are located and who gave them, you know, it's their blood, sweat, and tears that produced all these cars all these years. No loyalty to them and no loyalty to the broader American economy that made GM what it is today.
Well, and we've seen that happen in other areas, you know, in St. Louis and Detroit. I mean, we've seen them close these plants and these people just don't have jobs anymore. And it just ruins the that area, that community, because they don't have work. And it hurts the United States because we don't have any, you know, they talk about our infrastructure. Well, we're not producing with jobs. We're not getting any tax dollars because those guys don't have jobs. So how are we going to improve the infrastructure or anything else?
That's right. Nobody has the money to pay the taxes to produce those public goods.
And I don't know. I haven't looked at their bottom line, but I wonder how many of the upper crust in GM or Ford or anywhere else take a little cut and pay so that they can keep people working.
Oh, that's a sore subject. Yes,
ooh, please. Ouch. Well, we know when we bailed them out, some of them got nice little raises, and the people were pretty upset about it back then, and I'm certain that they haven't let go of that.
No, I don't think so. No.
So, you know, the people that do all the work for them don't seem to matter.
Right. Well, you know, the president certainly is using the bully pulpit of his office. But, you know, you've got to hope that consumers will also rise up and let them know that, you know, we're not happy. We're not happy with this. And that's the big message, you know, at the end of my book is that consumers really must be the solution to this problem. Yes. Where we don't buy the car that was made, you know, the Lincoln Continental made in Mexico or the Buick Envision made in China and just tell them, no, you know, we're not going to go along with that. Just take a little time to find out what the domestic content of that car is. And even if it has a Japanese name on it, it might have been made in Kentucky with 70% U.S. content. You know, consumers really have got to be part of the solution here.
Well, they do. And I want to push your book a little bit here while we're going into a break. I want to push it when we come back and help you get some of those into the hands of consumers, because consumers are the answer and we are the ones who have to make our voices heard. It's been a long time, you know, that we have been the forgotten voices, and it's only because we have chose to be silent, and it's time to stop being silent. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Jim Stuber. He wrote, What If Things Were Made in America Again? How Consumers Can Rebuild the Middle Class by Buying Things Made in American Communities. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Jim and Beth Ann are going to be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with James Stuber. We're calling him Jim. Jim for short.
Thank you.
I want to promote your book. We haven't done that. It's not really why we're here. We do want to sell this book, but mostly we want to sell America, Made in America. And so let's talk about your book just a little bit. We are going through it. He has three segments in his book, three sections where we really concentrate. We're trying to do that. It's difficult to just get that done in three shows. And let's promote your book a little bit. I like it because it's hardbound. I'm a hardbound book lover. So.
Well, you know, this is a book I wish someone else had written, Beth. It really answers questions that I had, and I thought I was pretty well informed. I read the newspaper every day, but I have to admit that I really did not know 95% of what's in the book, and I just offer it out there as a resource to other Americans who were wondering, why is it that everything seems to be made somewhere else, and is that causing a problem? And if it is, what can we do about it? And that's how I divided the book up. And I go into some depth, and there are some really surprising things in here. It's a lively read, although it's a disconcerting read. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at the past, it's very disconcerting what we've done to ourselves, and especially to these communities across America who did not volunteer for this project and saw their lives ruined. And I look at what the future holds, and it's really more of the same, and these top line, you know, statistics about how well the economy is doing do not reflect most Americans' lives.
No, they don't.
But the happy ending is, you know, that at the end of the book, I say, look, we have the power of the pocketbook. That's what I love about this. There's nothing we have to ask the government for either permission or support to do. And our listeners, you know, at the end of this show can go out and just become label readers. But I do commend this book. I wrote it in a way that it's accessible to anyone. It's not written in an academic jargon. I tried my mission was to dig into these statistics and then make it all understandable to, you know, to the ordinary reader.
To me. To the ordinary little brain that has a little trouble with the big words, you know, it is very easy to read. You've got graphs, you've got all kinds of things in here. And, you know, the beauty of it is, and I don't want to, I guess this is a spoiler alert, we are the answer. The American people are the answer to all the problems here in the United States.
Yes, indeed. And
we have stayed silent, and we need to stop staying silent, whether it's in our economy or in some of the other issues that we're dealing with day by day here. We need to stop being silent.
Yes,
go ahead.
And this is a question of not just silent, you know, but speaking but acting.
Absolutely.
So, of course, we can encourage each other. But, you know, the next thing we can do, we were talking about automobiles recently, and the biggest and best thing we can do is just take a little time and do some research and look at our favorite cars and find the ones that are being made here with a high percentage of U.S. content, even if they might have a foreign label on them. It's American workers who are making these cars and making their components. And that's the biggest thing we can do. I identified $600 billion of spending that we are sending to other countries that we could bring home and just balance trade, not stop importing, but just balance trade. And a third of that, $200 billion of that $600 billion is in automobiles and parts. So that's we have the power to make that decision and not buy that Buick Envision that was made in China. It's very empowering. It makes you feel better about, well, maybe we could change something here.
Well, and like I said, we had a special show, Red, White, and Blue Friday, instead of Black Friday, you know. Just don't go out and get in trouble, you know, beat the traffic and rude people in line and, you know, fighting everybody to get in. Maybe some people enjoy that. I've never enjoyed a good fight like that. But I prefer to stay home and be a little lazy. But, you know, I have several on my All American Market page, and that are sponsoring the show through an affiliation. So, you know, my listeners have to order in order for the show to get any money. So they do have to pay attention. But we've got numerous products, and I know you're working on a website, and you're going to have numerous products. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it's challenging to come up with them.
Well, it's surprising. They are out there, though.
Oh, yes, they are.
So, yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, Beth, that, you know, I really, not just the book, I'm using the book as the foundation for a nonprofit to help spread the word about this problem and how consumers can solve it. But rather than just tell them go out there and buy American, I also am working on a website where there would be quite a wide selection of American-made products. And I hope that next year you and I will be talking again, and we'll be talking about the launch of that website. But in the meantime, things like what you're doing with your Made in America marketplace are so important. Liberty Tabletop's a great example. Greg
awesome.
Owens, their CEO, is a good friend of mine and a great guy who, you know, it's such a great story. Oneida just went the way of so many other companies, and they became importers. And Greg and his company are operating Oneida's plant in New York. They're the only flatware makers in America now. And so it's so easy for us to, now that you've made them available on your site, you know, we need to get the word out. But what a great story that is, that the folks in that town in New York State have these jobs because Americans would bother to buy that one instead of the imported one.
We've got the jobs. We've got McCall's Candles, and they have quite a story. And we have J. Mark Laboratories, so at the Surgeon Skin Secrets. And I know people are just probably thinking, well, yeah, but what, that's not, you know, Jergens or something, you know. But it's better. It's better, and it's made in America. Go look it up. And you and I do need to talk, because I think I might be able to maybe together we can kind of direct some things, and I can get you some more products. contracts to put on that website, some other companies, it's just that we do have to search. But isn't that what we're supposed to do as consumers? You know, I'm kind of a lazy consumer sometimes. I don't like to read the labels. I just want to grab and throw it in my cart and get home. And right. It's, you know, we need to take a little bit more responsibility than that.
We do, and you're exactly right. So it can be just a small thing, like when we're in the store, taking the time to do it. And I have a nice little example I did recently. I was looking for disposable razors, and I looked at the Bic, and of course they're a French company, so they were made in France. And I looked at the Gillette, and you'd think they would be made in America, but they were made in Mexico. But darn if I didn't look at the Schick, and it was made in the USA. So by taking really like 2 minutes, I was able to make the right choice. So sometimes it's really not hard if we just get in this habit when we're in the store, because then what will happen is that the buyers for these stores are going to notice what's moving and what's not. And they're going to start saying, hey, can you get us some of these made in the USA? Because, you know, these are the ones that are moving. Oh, another example, my pens that I buy from Pilot Pens, they'll have, they're all on the rack there, and some of them are made in Japan, but there's one that I buy that's made in the USA. So Pilot could get that message, couldn't they, if those are the only ones that we're selling?
And, you know, I'm a bath gal. I like to take my baths. And the Dr. Teal's bath salts, guess where they're made? They're made in the USA. Hello? They got the little flag on there. They're made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're a superior product to any other bath salts. So, if you just look, they're there.
Yep, they're made with care by somebody who founded the company and who really is passionate about it, instead of some, you know, factory that's a football field long in China that's just grinding this stuff out.
With child labor and slave labor.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, of course, I go into that in the book. I was, you know, again, I thought I was well informed, but when you look at the working conditions where these things are made, you don't really feel very good when you stop and think about what you're buying and how you are supporting that whole system.
You know, something I heard last night when they're talking about the caravan and those that are coming into this nation to get cheap labor. Somebody made the point last night, if everybody from Honduras is coming over here to get jobs here, what does that do to Honduras? So you see, that kind of works. That works two ways as well, you know. So if we're really going to be a people of compassion, we need to stop and think about the consequences. But, you know, so many times it is that almighty dollar, you know, a little profit line. Just get it up a little bit higher, and it doesn't matter who you hurt on the way up. We're headed into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'll let you address that part when we come back, Drake. Jim, I didn't mean to leave you out there. 877-895-5410. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with James Stuber of What If Things Were Made in America Again? What do you think would happen if the consumer started taking a little bit more responsibility? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and Jim and Beth Ann are going to be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change, for the land, and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural local families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio, MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Jim Stuber. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Roger from New Mexico. Real quick, Roger, what's on your mind?
I'll try to do it real quick. You're delightful, as usual.
Thank you.
I wanted to comment on the purchasing products from Made in America versus made overseas. I recently bought a metric tap. It's the size of your thumb. I bought it from an American tool company, MSC, and it cost $15 for the tap and $15 to ship it. I could have put my shoes in the shoebox to ship and the boxes they came in. That's why it cost $15. Okay, got the wrong thread, so I had to reorder it. They gave me my money and $15 back, but I'm out that $15 shipping. Okay, I had to reorder it, so I went on eBay and I found same damn tap made in Hong Kong for $3 free shipping.
I think you told that story the last time we were on. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it relates to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's why you can't buy things here in America. The shipping costs are too high.
Well, the shipping's pretty high when they come from China, too. But
well, I've got
free shipping.
On that, Roger.
It was free shipping.
Okay, just a minute. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Roger, I actually have something on that. I noticed this when I was researching my book, and here's how crazy our policy can be. We are parties to an international agreement that's designed to have developing countries to help them by having them have lower postage rates that are subsidized, low postage rates. Well, China claims that it's a developing country, and it's getting those low postage rates. So it is cheaper
wow.
to ship something from China to Beth than it is, or to you, Roger, than it is to ship something to you from Illinois via the post office. So we're
wow.
subsidizing that $3 free shipping.
So once again, China's cheating. Once again, China's cheating. All right. We got to fix it. We got to fix it.
Yep.
Roger, thank you for your call. We're going to go real quick to Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you doing today?
Yeah. Hi, Beth. Between the global warming people for the electric that takes to run a corporation and a company, between that and the labor cost of this Me Too movement, everybody wants higher wages. I don't know. This might lead to a trade war.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, that's what they're claiming is a trade war. But, it is... that is a part of it because our businesses here have to pay a higher price and go through. They have a lot more hoops to jump through, regulations and mandates and that kind of thing than the ones coming from overseas. And that is why it's not fair.
Labor's cheap over there, and they got all the power they need. So,
Well, it's not just that. I mean, when we talk about our food, you know, the cattle industry, for one, what our farmers and ranchers have to put up with here, we have better quality, we have better health standards, but coming in here, they don't. And, Congress is a big part of the problem here because they had COOL, and then they decided to repeal COOL because, you know, the consumer doesn't really need to know where that hamburger came from. So, we've got to put the hammer down on Congress. So, I appreciate
it. They can't run the border right, so I don't want to put the hammer down on this.
That's true. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You know, that is a lot of the problem, Jim, and I know that you figured that out in your studies and probably knew it before then.
Yes, I worked for a member of Congress, and I actually ran for Congress, and I was always mystified about how members of Congress could be voting for these policies that were destroying jobs and factories and businesses in their districts and their states. But COOL is a good example where the global food processing companies have got Congress in their pockets.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're the ones that the Congress people are listening to. And again, this is a case where the voice of the people, we need to rise up and fight that. And I hope again that maybe next year, here's another thing you and I can be talking about, is I'm working with Greg Owens of Liberty Tabletop on a thing that I call the Right to Know movement, and the right to know where our beef is coming from and where our drugs are coming from and where our other products are coming from. These companies literally hide the ball. The best example I ran across recently, I bought my daughter a basketball, and nowhere on the package did it say where it was from. You had to open the package, the box this basketball was in, and look in a very tiny fine print on there, said it was made in China. So they like to hide the ball. And recently I've befriended a woman who's written a book about the fact, little known fact, that our active pharmaceutical ingredients are all being made in China now. And
yes, I heard that too. In fact, somebody just mentioned that to me, I believe yesterday. They were talking about all of it being made overseas. And, that's kind of scary when you stop and think about it.
Yeah, it's very scary for a lot of different reasons. So that's the third leg of the stool that I'm building. Mostly I love the idea that consumers can do this ourselves, but there's a couple of things we need to ask the government to do, and one of them is to enforce the labeling laws so that you and I can make an informed decision when we're buying things.
And when these guys turn on you, don't reelect them. Senator Sass out of Nebraska, he was one of them that really pushed the repealing of COOL. And he's really pushing the global warming thing now, too. I mean, he's just pushing it. And, you know, they're making money off of this stuff, Jim. I don't know how else to put it. They're making money off of it. They've got them in their hip pockets, you know, and that's why they spend millions of dollars to get a job that doesn't pay near that much. And yet they walk away millionaires. And it's wrong.
Yeah.
And the American people need to know about it.
That's right. And we, you know, we still have the power of the vote. So I have not given up hope.
I have not either.
I think about it, Beth, if I could just mention to our listeners a website name. It's Made in America Again, like my book, madeinamericaagain.org. If anyone's interested in following up on our conversation, seeing some of the information from the book, I've got it posted there. There's a place where you can buy the book if you'd like. And so madeinamericaagain.org is a place where, besides going out today and becoming a label reader, our listeners can learn a little more about what we're talking about. And, you know, there's on the homepage of that website is a photograph of my children. And we, you know, there's more at stake here than just today. What do we tell our children to train for? What are the jobs that we're not going to offshore to China manufacturing or to India for the white collar work? So, really, this is high stakes stuff, and I think it's something we all really need to take to heart.
I heard years ago from my mentor the concern that the United States was soon just going to be a service nation. You know, we're just going to be servants. You know, serve up the food and be the waiters and waitresses and, you know, the tour, you know, drive the tour buses and all that kind of thing, you know, where we're no longer producing anything. And as long as a nation doesn't produce, it's not going to be productive. It's not going to be economically stable at all. It's just not going to happen. And
you are so right. You are so right. And, you know, isn't that I love your sense, your common sense coalition, common sense. Doesn't that make common sense? And do you know that there are economists who win Nobel Prizes who don't get that?
I know. And it just is astounding, you know, because when it comes to math, you can tell any of those who went to school with me, I'm far from a genius. I'm not very good at math. Math, and I'm directionally challenged. But other than that, I've got a lot of common sense. I know my left from a right, but I want to talk about that a little bit. I think we've kind of strayed from where we're supposed to have been today, but that's okay. We'll have you back again and again. And I do want to visit with you, if not this afternoon, another day, and really talk about the new website that you're putting up, because I want to talk about some of the companies that maybe we can go after to get on there for you and for me. You know, I really want to help these companies. And you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What if things were made in America again? What would happen then? Well, you know what? Consumers, you hold that magic wand. We can make it happen. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Jim Stuber, and he and I will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're in the final segment of today's show. We're talking about buying American. Made in America. What if everything was made in America again? Wouldn't that be wonderful? That's like, I was reading this. I'm going to let you address what we were talking about before we went to the break. But I was reading an article yesterday by Victor Davis Hanson. I don't know if you've seen him or heard him. I just love him. He's a historian. But he was talking about what has happened in the 60s and how that's affecting today. And I said, well, if the 60s won, who lost? You know, because we lost, and Jobs was, you know, some of this started back then. And so it's, you know, we're reaping what we sow. Some things were good and some things were not. But buying made in America is so important. And it's, you know, I'm kind of turn it over to you. We're trying to get your book out there. We're trying to get your new website set up, and we're going to get that done, and we're going to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it, Jim.
Well, it's just such a great pleasure about connecting with you and with your listeners on this important thing. You know, for those who weren't with us the first time, this really got a hold of me and wouldn't let go, and I'm hoping that it won't let go to our listeners. You know, I took that light bulb out one night that had the GE logo on it and under it in all caps, the word China. And, boy, it just grabbed a hold of me. I'm going, if GE's making its light bulbs in China, do we have a problem? And sure enough, we do. You know, now GM's making its Buick Envisions in China. Who would have thought, you know, that we would ever be doing that? So,
And let me just emphasize on that, because Congress decided we had to have this one kind of light bulb, And every one of those is made in China. So Congress went against us on that.
They did. They did. And yet the story is even more complicated than that. It's funny because that incandescent light bulb that I had, it turned out that the last GE incandescent light bulb factory was in Winchester, Virginia, and they closed it. And you can you go through to Winchester now, and you can see it's one of those down in the mouth communities. And there was a proposal to reopen it and to make the new kind of light bulbs there. But, you know, we didn't do it because we went for the low price in China. And that's just that, either going for profit or because that's what the competitors are doing. So, we sold ourselves down the river. You mentioned in the 60s, there is a history here. And I commend to our listeners the first few chapters of my book where I walk us through that first 50 years of doing this with Japan, and then 20 years of doing this with China. And in the 1960s, we were busily giving away our economy to the Japanese.
Yes, we were.
So there's a sad history of our doing these things. And I noticed an article in this morning's Wall Street Journal, talking about how in the early 1990s, we had a big tussle with China about their unfair trade practices, and we threatened them with tariffs. And then they agreed to do all these things we asked them to do, and we didn't impose the tariffs. And, of course, they did none of those things. And yet that was in 1992, and you wonder, why was Bill Clinton telling us in 2000 what a wonderful idea it was to admit China to the World Trade Organization and to drop our tariffs on China, reduce them to almost nothing? It's just very dismaying that our leaders would be leading us down this road. But that's why I wrote this book, that we can become informed in a way that even I was not before I researched it, and wake up and say to our elected officials, enough of this, but more importantly, take the power into our own hands.
We do need to take the power into our own hands, and I think the American people need to know that, and that's the consumer. The consumer has the power. And I did a show a few years ago about, just like Dorothy with the ruby slippers, we had the power all along. We just didn't realize it. We have the power in the vote.
Right.
We have the power in our dollar, you know, how we spend our money. But even the consumer... Even the consumer will go for that bottom dollar. Well, this is 2 cents cheaper, or this is 5 cents cheaper, or whatever, you know.
Right.
And so you get what you pay for, whether it's a cheap product or ruining jobs here in the U.S.
That's right, and or creating a lot of social problems. I call it the high cost of low price. And you were talking earlier about the effects of some of this. So what you see, a good example I ran across was when they closed the Delco auto parts factory in Flint, Michigan, and they reopened it in Reynosa, Mexico. What do we think that did to Flint? You know, Flint is a terrible place now because, for one simple reason, there are no jobs because we're going for the low price. And so they've done some studies now, and we've all heard about the opioid crisis, and there are also deaths from suicide and deaths from drinking ourselves to death. The economists that study this call those deaths of despair, and the increase, dramatic increase of those deaths, directly correlates to the increase in the deficit with China. And when you go on my website, I've got that graph there. And so you realize that when we go for that low price, we're paying a high cost that we're just not thinking about.
The unintended consequences that come with those decisions.
That's right.
And
we have to stay, get out of just the immediacy of the moment. And, you know, many of us can't afford to do that because often we are going to pay a higher price for the thing that's made here. But I'm reminded of the woman in Bangladesh who was making clothing for Walmart, being paid 16 cents an hour. They asked her for a penny more, and Walmart said, no, we're going to cut you a penny an hour is actually what we're going to do. And they brought her to America to the Walmart store where her shorts were for sale, and they saw a shopper there, and she said, you know, I'm so poor, I can't afford to pay. I can't buy those $14 shorts. I've got to buy these $7 shorts that were made in Bangladesh. But that's the vicious circle. The reason she can't afford it is because we send all our jobs overseas.
Right. It's
so we
crazy.
Need to break out of that vicious circle. And And sometimes you do need to pay a bit more for something because you paid somebody a fair wage for making it.
And buying locally.
You know, that's absolutely one way,
especially when we're talking about the right to know. I want to know more about that. But when we talk about the right to know, and I, you know, here in rural America, we're talking about our meat, our food, our produce, and you have the right to know where that came from. You have the right to know. And people like Senator Sasse, they don't think you do. They don't think that, you know, it doesn't matter where that hamburger came from. And yet they keep piling on the mandates and the regulations to America's farmers and ranchers and producers. Yet those that come in here, they don't have to abide by those same high standards. So buy locally.
They won't even sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Buying local is really a terrific thing to do. And buy from your local store as well. You know, you talk about rural America and these communities that are the heart of our community, and stores closing because, you know, we are all just so happy to get that cheap thing off the Internet and have it delivered to our door. But we're not really thinking, well, would you like to have a downtown to go visit and have an encounter with a human being? You know, maybe we should stop and think about that.
Yeah, and I do prefer that myself, but then I'm old, so I do prefer that. I prefer to try things on. I prefer to look at it and hold it and know what it really looks like and such. But we're out of time. We've got you already scheduled to be back here in a few weeks, and I'm looking forward to that. We're going to keep this going because we've got to keep this in the earshot of my listeners and in the earshots of America, because when we buy American, you know what we're doing? We're bringing America home. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Jim. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.